We must do this work.
Being a part of the CEI has changed me fundamentally as an educator.
I'll be honest, I was a completely different person than I am now.
We call it, this is the heart work. Not the hard work, the difficult work, but the heart work.
It has changed how I view the possibility for the future.
You have to enter into this work from a place where your heart, your emotions, the relationships carry your messaging.
In FACE, we throw the word around relationships, relationships, relationships. And I will be honest, that is like one of the things that I was terrible at. I was trying to connect with families, like it wasn't working, right? So I really had to be reflective.
Lightning struck. Lightning in the bottle. There is nothing in my professional career where I've ever been in a space where it's just this genius at all levels.
What is this life-changing work? This work that must be done. This hard work that they're speaking of. It's the Community Engagement Initiative, or CEI. And if you've been following along with us, we're going to be shifting gears in this episode, moving away from the intensive assistance model and into talking about CEI and what it is. There are many parallels between them that you'll start to discover. IAM focused among peers and students, and CEI more focused towards parents in the surrounding community. When I was listening to the teachers share during the interviews for this episode, hearing them speak about the work made me think of this chapter in a book called The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And in his chapter about work, he says, "The wind speaks not more sweetly to the giant oaks than to the least of all the blades of grass. And he alone is great who turns the voice of the wind into a song made sweeter by his own loving. Work is love made visible." This is a poetic way to express what is happening in Bakersfield. Everyone, from the tallest oak to the smallest grass, has something meaningful to contribute to educating their kids. And then greatness unfolds as individuals step up and open themselves to creating relationships, recognizing that they can only do this deep work together. It is love expressed through the work of CEI. Welcome to Rising from the Margins, Episode 7, Chapter 5, Part 1, Bakersfield City School District in Bakersfield, California. I'm your host, Byron Watkins.
We are a district in the southern portion of the San Joaquin Valley, Bakersfield, California. We serve the eastern side of the community, approximately 28,800 students. A very, very low-income, high-poverty community with a variety of needs.
That's the voice of Bakersfield City School District Superintendent Mark Luque, who's going into his fourth year in his role with over 25 years' experience in public education.
I'm a little bit different in the soup world in that I'm a product of this community. So I was born and raised in Bakersfield. I attended schools in this district. So I understand how a school can empower a parent and thereby empower kids. My parent didn't finish high school. My mom didn't finish high school. My dad graduated high school, went to the military. So I understand how much of a mom's involvement in school can really set up a child for success.
When thinking about a child's scholastic success, most times we find it difficult to think beyond the textbook, partly because that's what's familiar. That's the way it's always been done. But over time, our system of education has evolved, or rather devolved. A parent's participation has been reduced down to back-to-school nights and parent-teacher conferences and not much else. And in the remnants of a pandemic, a household where both parents work, perhaps a language barrier, cultural differences, and so on. The separation between the school and the family, and even the community at large, begins to feel further and further removed from each other.
Historically, people look to educators as experts. You go to school, you might go to graduate school, you get certified. And so certificated knowledge leads to expertise. It's sort of what the general thinking is in education, or has been in education for a while. And so the Community Engagement Initiative turns that idea on its head with the idea that every educational partner has a level of expertise.
This is Stephen Sterling Mitchell, Assistant Director of Community Engagement and Systems of Support with the California Collaborative for Educational Excellence. He's been a part of the CEI work since its inception. And to put it lightly, this work means everything to Stephen.
If you look at school districts in small town, everyone was in relation, the butcher, the baker, the barber, everyone contributed to the communal good. And so Community Engagement Initiative is really just tapping into, quote unquote, that small town feel. How do you make sure that all of the members in your community, all of the members in your, metaphoric small town needs are being met, that they are happy, they are healthy, they are excited to contribute. They know that their contributions will make for a better world.
In Bakersfield City, their CEI work is done under the moniker of Family and Community Engagement, also known as the FACE team. I spoke with four of Bakersfield City's FACE members: Coordinator Dee Dee Harrison, Instructional Specialist Hugo Heisler, Representative Antonia Serrano, and Katanya Kimbrough, who's also a community schools coordinator. Here's Katanya.
What I don't understand is this resistance to allowing our families to become a part of the educational process, allowing the community to become a part of it, because it just makes it easier. When everybody is clean in the room, it gets done faster, yes? Right? So I don't understand this resistance that people have to having parents on campus.
Historically, there is a divide between educators and staff and families and communities. In many cases, families are seen as outsiders to the process.
I just want to point out a small bit of contradiction and incoherence here. If the traditional mode has been to be adverse to having parents involved in the process because of whatever reason we have created, but we also lament or complain that parents don't seem to care or want to be involved in their child's education, we are creating sort of our own personal double bind here. We say that we desire coherence in education, but this is an example of our own incoherence blocking us from that coherence.
Most educators never received any training, formal or otherwise, around how to do quality community engagement. They received training around instruction, training around instructional design, training around coaching, training around curriculum development, but not necessarily community engagement. And so the Community Engagement Initiative, we begin by grounding ourselves in the framework.
CEI was first established in 2018 to combat several issues in our education system. Legislative bills have been passed, investments have been made, and California is essentially putting their money where their mouth is, leaning on framework like Dr. Karen Mapp's dual capacity building, which lays out conditions and policy for parents and teachers to work towards a cohesive family-school partnership, as well as the whole child design principles that focus on relationships, culture, and support for a child's education. The 2024 to 2025 school year will be the sixth year of CEI work across the state, where districts are looking to build capacity for meaningful engagement within their local control and accountability plan, also known as the LCAP.
It's such a beautiful thing to see when you start to see that environment, climate, its culture shift. It makes a difference. It's healing.
The Community Engagement Initiative is vastly important to the larger grand scale of California because it allows for a space for disruption in the typical parent involvement space of public education.
Many people enter our space and it feels different. And they always say, multiple times I've received the question, what is the secret sauce of CEI? And having some time to think, our secret sauce is putting relationships first. Once you have deep relationships with all of your partners, you can make those tough decisions.
We are in relationship with everyone and everything. This is a fact. But we have this tendency to fool ourselves into believing that we are not in relationship, that we operate somehow independently, that everything is somehow separate, that I can just do my own thing, or that our systems can just operate coherently while ignoring the fact that we are in relationship with everything.
I was a completely different person, I'll be honest, than I am now. And just personally, who I was at that point in time, I was very different. And I kept trying to operate in that person, in this work, and it did not work. I'm like this very anxious, very detached emotionally kind of person. And you just cannot do this work operating that way. Because I was trying to do like this face work, operating almost like robotically, right? And then like little by little, I was just like, I'm struggling here. Like, why am I struggling? You know? So whatever was coming out of me, whether that be I was teaching a session, I was trying to connect with families, like it just, it wasn't working, right? So I really had to be reflective inward, right? It's not about the students. It's not about the parents that they're doing something wrong, or it's about them. It was really about who I am as a, as the practitioner, right? Like, what am I doing, or what's going on with me that something's not coming through? In FACE, we throw the word around relationships, relationships, relationships. And I will be honest, that is like one of the things that I was terrible at.
So what would it mean to begin for us to operate more in that fact? CEI is that work, an acknowledgement that we are in relationship with everything, and then actually pursuing and questioning what it takes to legitimately be in relationship.
You are working with families. It's not just check boxes and, you know, did they show up? Yes, they're here. How many are here? This is how many. Okay, good job. Have a seat. It's a lot of heart and soul.
It's connection based. If you can form a real relationship with a parent or a student or whoever, you're going to move the work.
You never want to just stay home and keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, right? Especially if it's not effective, right? So if it's not effective, you want to go out and get the experience of someone else and hear what they're talking about. That kind of revitalizes what you're trying to do.
It's the nature of the work. I think it's the nature of the work. Just working with family and community engagement, like, you know, this kind of work doesn't work if you're siloed. It doesn't work if you just keep it here. It works best when you're sharing best practices, when you've taken off like the expert hat.
I had been doing parts of it and pieces of it in the classroom, but what I realized is, oh, this is much more in my classroom, and other teachers and other administrators and other policymakers need to understand that if we are really trying to do what we say we want to do in education and move our kids forward, we got to deal with the whole thing, the whole child. And I know that's such a buzzword, but it's a real word. We don't get to just pick and choose.
And making sure as much as possible that people feel heard, that people feel seen, that people needs feel like they're part of the priority of the community. And so that is very different, and it creates space for community partners and families and students to step in and co-design and co-build. But it also creates an opportunity for traditional educators to step back and share power and share space and know that they don't have all the answers as a leader or as an educator, but that within their community, within their local context, someone has the answer. And once you deepen relationships and build relationships, those answers will come to the surface. Everyone it has something that they can contribute to the greater good. We can do it. We have the power to change.
Children are not isolated. They don't come to us singly. They are connected to something else. And so as educators, we often want to deal with the child individually. And that doesn't make any sense. I need to engage the family. I need to engage the community because they have such a significant influence on this child I'm trying to teach.
The students are a reflection of their parents. So when we're teaching these parents, we see the correlation between their students, and Katanya hinted on it that they're a unit. They come as a package.
We as the practitioners of the work should be making sure that we are putting everything that is necessary in place so that it is possible that our families feel engaged.
You will hear parents tell you that they feel valued, validated, and empowered through the work of our family community engagement team. We would be in a much different place if our FACE work wasn't as strong as it is now. Bakersfield City School District, here's what we expect of you to support our kids. We can have those conversations because of the work that JD's team has done around building relationships.
There's this phrase that I love that goes, it's not possible, it's necessary. What it means is that it doesn't matter what we think or believe is possible or not possible, if what we need to do is necessary. If it is necessary, then we figure it out, regardless of what we believe to be possible.
It's necessary so that our families feel engaged.
It's necessary to have that parent and student relationship.
It's necessary in order to create this ideal educational environment.
It may sound or feel like what Bakersfield is sharing with us is impossible. I mean, who has the time or capacity, right? But that thought doesn't matter. If we ignore what is necessary and try to wave it off with talk of not possible, we will only continue to exist in conflict with what we are trying to accomplish.
You can't effectively do public education currently and in the future if you don't have a pulse on what your community needs.
And the momentum is just palpable when you walk into an environment where there are hundreds of parents who all believe the same thing, really just pushing for the district to be its best version of itself to support their kids. It's really an amazing experience. And I can't educate the child unless I know the child. They're coming to school for 6 hours a day. They're home for the remainder of the day. So we have to have a team approach with how we're supporting these kids, whether it's a behavioral need, whether it's an emotional need, whether it's an academic need. How are we coming together as a team to really respond to that child's unique and individual need?
We just expect ourselves to just keep functioning this way and it's going to be effective, right? So I feel so hypocritical. I feel like such a hypocrite standing in front of kids and saying like, oh, you're going to become, you have to do this X, Y, Z and go through this system. Clearly that didn't work for me because I'm still this anxious adult standing up in front of everybody, still trying to figure out my identity, right? Where or how I'm valuable, right? And that my experiences are valuable, right? And I'm going to need you to go through the same system and hopefully you get spit out different from me.
More from CCEE Stephen Sterling Mitchell.
In year one, we had hopes, dreams, and desires for the initiative. And once our practitioners entered the room, they shared that our vision wasn't necessarily aligned with what was happening on the ground, what was happening in schools. And so we were able to humble ourselves and step back and say, hey, help us co-construct it. Let us know. If we know better, we can do better. And much of my professional career, people held on to their ideas because if someone else knows what I'm doing, their dashboard will go up faster than my dashboard and I won't, you know, get the recognition I deserve. This was a group of individuals that are like, we are lifting all ships together, all hands on deck. And what they say, the collaboration that exists, you want to collaborate, but it is a competition. Once you enter the CI space, it disappears. And it really is collaborative improvement for every student, every family, every community across the state.
Once again, Superintendent Mark Luque.
How do we create a space where all of our families have some interest to hook into the school in an effort to begin to build that relationship, especially for our first-time parents who haven't been with us before, so our pre-K, our TK, our K students. How are we giving our parents that positive experience that that recognizes to them that this is a place I want to keep my child and listening to our kids? And that's another uncomfortable environment. Well, you want me to pull together a group of my middle school kids and listen to them about what they think about school? Yes, I do. Because in that, you're gonna gain nuggets of knowledge that's going to transform their experience to make it more powerful, more engaging. It's going to result in them coming to school more often. It's going to result in improved behaviors, improved academics, but we have to listen.
The key to unlocking what this kid is inside that building, and there's multiple ways to get in. And if we stopped and said, what's the other way around this thing? Is there another creative way that we could do this? It would stop and force us to ask questions that say, wait, maybe it's through the parents. Maybe it's through this. Maybe it's through that.
How do we build upon our success and continuously live in a mindset of iteration? We're always trying to get better. We're all trying to get better at our craft. And why not share? Sharing is caring. I'm a believer that we can learn together and grow together so that we can all get better together, because our kids deserve that.
You know, every educator goes like, oh yeah, once the light bulb, I've heard this so many times, he's like, once the light bulb flicked on, the kid taught himself. Well, then wouldn't it make sense that we need to do everything we can to figure out how they switch that, whatever that metaphorical light bulb is, if we filtered everything through the idea of like self-actualization and insight,
yes.
Like what's the stew to get to that for each kid,
yes.
And what's necessary? And if we said they have to flick the light switch on because then they'll teach themselves, and that's what we got to get to.
I do believe that the secret to solving a lot of our challenges is simply asking our parents and engaging in conversation around how can we better support you to support your child.
When we talk about transformative student outcomes, it goes above and beyond the dashboard. And so you'll hear many people talk about the whole child. At CEI is whole child, whole family, whole community. And so it's the idea that every local community has hopes, dreams, and desires for and outcomes for their student population and their community as a whole.
We continually evaluate what should be our KPIs, or key performance indicators. Like, what are we measuring? How do we measure that? And I fundamentally believe that relationships do offer us a lot of access to addressing some of the low-hanging fruit challenges that we experience in schools. That has to tie back to our California dashboard metrics, with whether it's chronic absenteeism, academics, or behavior type of suspension metrics. But it doesn't happen immediately.
More from Bakersfield City's FACE team. Here's Katanya Kimbrough.
The state of California has invested all this money in community schools, right? And you were talking about necessary. And they framework it, and they like to put, you know, the framework puts everything in its place. But the one thing, if you look at the state of California's framework for community schools, the one thing that is pervasive is family engagement. It is throughout the whole thing. You can't talk about, you know, integrated services without talking about family. You can't talk about shared, you know, shared vision and shared governance without talking about family and community. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm like, it's necessary. We know it's necessary. They invested all this money because there was this separation during the pandemic. And they're like, how do we solve this problem? You know, because we can no longer just leave mom. Mom now sees what's going on, right? We got to bring them in. It's necessary.
Our work becomes healing.
More from Antonia Serrano.
It all of a sudden took them back to when their experiences in the education system weren't what they needed, wasn't what they wanted. And all of a sudden, they're kind of going through it again, right? Like they get a second chance to go through the education system with their kids. And by being engaged, they're sitting in a classroom. You know, me and Ugo, you know, we taught them, you know, we were talking about the dual capacity framework. We went through a whole lesson with them. And all of a sudden, like, you just see this moment where, like, in their face, where it's just, you know, I healed this part of you that was hurt because you didn't experience this when you were a child. That sense of community, I'm safe, I'm intellectually safe in here. I'm free to just talk about my experiences and they be made valuable.
And Dee Dee Harrison.
We talk about that dual capacity building framework. One of those challenges, our educators have the same experiences. They don't always know how to deal with families. They don't really know how to address them. And so I think the work that we're doing is really trying to empower both sides of the fence, the parents, the families, the educators, with all the same common goal to help our kids succeed.
When I hear the story of CEI, I have a theory, and it connects to the question, what is the purpose of public education? I believe the story of CEI is a story of technology and how technology has changed us in unseen ways. How has technology changed the meaning of the word relationship? And how has that change in meaning altered what we believe to be real relationship? My sense is that CEI is the rumblings, the scratching at the thing that technology has fundamentally altered in our lives, It's starting to itch and dig down past what it changed in us so that we can reconnect to what was lost.
And as you spoke to, it's the iterative process of this work never ends. This work continues, but it continues in a different way, because as you uncover one sort of gap in learning and one sort of gap in your mission to meet your goals, other things will appear. And then once again, how do you reprioritize? How do you address those concerns as they come up? And so CEI provides the larger framework with the systems and processes that once again, you take back to your local community and you transform them. And so if we have a process that is related on, if you want to make a decision making, you vote in the ballot box. Another community says, you know, hidden ballots don't seem transparent to us. We want to do public dot voting. We want to see what everyone thought. Your local context will decide how you implement. Your local context will decide, based on your community norms, what those processes look like, but you're still operating in a larger frame. And as long as you are moving forward, as long as you are seeing improvements, you're winning, and you're sort of embracing or have embraced the larger ideals of the Community Engagement Initiative.
As a system, building upon this journey of family community engagement, we are now on the precipice of this portrait of a graduate. And having our parents sit in that committee where we have our teachers, our classified employees, leaders of our associations, along with administrators, community members, beautiful conversations around how are we ensuring that every single child is prepared for this success.
Technology changes what we think, how we think, and how we interact. And what should stand out for us in this episode is when the teachers say, "This has fundamentally altered me as an educator and shown me new things that are possible for the future." To quote Stephen, genius at all levels.
At all levels. Truly everyone being their best self, bringing their best practices, challenging each other.
What is it that they're talking about? Personal connections, real relationship, the power of the collective, unfolding meaning. They are directly participating and actively replacing what technology has made us forget.
We want thriving human beings contributing to the world, right? This is what we're going to do. But we're going to cut them off at the pass. We're going to, a plant, if you want a plant to thrive, you don't cut off the roots. That doesn't make sense. What happens to cut flowers? They die. Our families and their community are the roots of these kids. So let's nourish them. I don't know why people don't understand that. I do know why. Because people are inherently selfish and they want to think, I'm the smartest one in the room. That's how we go.
Because we all get comfortable and get a little stale. We need to grow. And the only way you grow is through discomfort. So we got to have to push that conversation. But through that, beautiful things have happened. And whether you're talking about academic supports or social emotional supports or just getting parents time and space through like Saturday parent universities to begin to self-develop and self-grow. And you don't have a curriculum on that. That's just a lot of conversations around where I'm at today and how do I get better tomorrow.
So then here's my theory. As far as I can see, education is the only place we have the chance to fundamentally rediscover what we have lost in our meaning of relationship due to the changes technology has made in our lives. The only place we have to actually learn and practice it at a large enough scale as a collective with enough people so that we can actually have the potential to make a meaningful impact. Why do I think this? Because, and not limited to, every kid will come through our halls. Because they have parents. Because those families live steps from the school. Because teachers have a vested and passionate interest in changing people's lives. Because what other American institution besides education isn't primarily focused on making money? Because if our goal is shifting from just asking, how do we educate kids, to how can we change our community? The ripple of that shift in meaning could spread further than we could ever possibly imagine. The amount of people who could be changed by this could be endless. Literally thousands and thousands of people rediscovering what it means to be truly in relationship.
And Bakersfield has made it part of their system, systematized it. It's part of the DNA of their LEAs. Strong community engagement is part of the DNA of Bakersfield City. And you can see it in how their programs have rolled out and continue to roll out.
In the moments, it's necessary. And in the big picture, it's necessary. And when everybody understands the necessity, right, then that's when this work will take off. And the people in CEI, the people who fill out the application and are willing to do the work, understand the necessity.
And as a superintendent and a board, recognizing that there aren't always concrete metrics that are going to immediately show if this is working or not, you have to be okay with that. Recognizing you're getting the feedback from parents directly on how much this has meant to me. Last Friday, we had our Parent of the Year event and had a dad walk up to me and say, "This is the first trophy I've ever received in my life. This is monumental to me." Last night, we had our Elementary Honor Festival. That same dad walked up to me with his three kids, introduced me to his three kids and said, "This is the man who's changing the district." And I'm like, it's the team that's changing the district. But that dad has bought into our district now, and he is committed to ensuring that his kids are better than he was and have opportunities for success going forward. Coming to school, listening in class, getting better grades, all because his principal invested in him, and now he's a believer in the work that we're doing, and he's fully bought in. Those are the examples that don't show up immediately on a metric, but are going to pay long-term dividends for our organization, our community.
Each of us, individually, have to choose to actually get out there, put aside our personal doubts and fears that we have about interacting with others, drop our ideas about what others are capable of doing, and start talking to each other. And then, listen to each other. Work is love made visible. Thank you for listening. This series was brought to you by CCEE, the California Collaborative for Educational Excellence, whose mission is to help transform public education so that every student is left inspired and prepared to thrive as their best self in the world. If you would like to learn more about CCEE, log on to ccee-ca.org. Rising from the Margins was written and produced by Winsong Productions, with additional production support by Parsec Education. This has been the setup to the Bakersfield City CEI story. But we have a part two coming. We'll have so many more people to meet and so many more amazing stories of connection and meaning that have unfolded there. It just gets better from here. That's next time on Rising from the Margins.